Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my music's packed. We're getting ready to leave and go down to the Washington, D.C. area tomorrow. So you just have to do without the intro and exit music. But you guys are going to love this. Nobo is back. Welcome back, Nobo.
Oh, thank you very much. It's so nice to be here again.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. For new listeners, if you haven't heard Nobo before, I'm going to have you talk a little bit about yourself, Nobo. But basically, this is a real treat because Nobo is a master Chaldean numerologist. And the Chaldean numerology is much more accurate, and it really gives you insights into why things have happened to you in your life that may have been difficult. And so take it away, Nobo. Tell people about yourself.
Hi. Well, my name's Nobo Calypso. And I'm Chaldean numerology is also called mystical numerology, which I lean more towards because when you use the word Chaldean, it kind of places it in a certain time period of history. And the Magi's didn't leave very much work when they had fled. In fact, there's only a few books left over from what they... all their secrets and most of their stuff that they burned on their own. So mystical actually goes back, it predates back to Egypt and Babylon. So I am a mystical, parentheses, Chaldean master numerologist. I've been doing this for 27 years along with some other goodies, but I use mystical numerology for its accuracy because I've had a 99, well, I've actually had 100% accuracy. This system has never failed. It's a system that is synonymous with sacred geometry, nature's patterns, esoteric astrology, and the Netarus and Numenas, which are the Greek and Egyptian gods and goddesses, which are actually principles.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you study all these together, you see that they're all one and the same, and it's even the system is even comparable to the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah. And what makes it so wonderful is that all these different sciences and schools of thought actually originate from the same core, which in quantum physics it says that everything comes from one source, and that's what mystical numerology.
That makes a heck of a lot of sense. And you know, I've been telling people for a while now that really, you know, quantum physics proves God, and it is like kind of the theory of everything, you know, with regard to explaining our presence here on Earth and how everything works.
Correct. Well, science today is realizing that everything's not science and substance and particle, that there is sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
From our tiniest organism, which is a virus, to our largest. And in the virus, it's the triad.
Well, you know, and viruses look like little mechanical engineered things.
Yeah.
They look like kind of very angular bolts.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it has a sacred geometry proportion to it, which exists in mystical numerology. Not the viruses.
Imagine that.
And then in the universe, in the divinity, the most sacred, there's very sacred symbols in sacred geometry, like the Vesica Pisces is very sacred.
Mm-hmm.
But the dodecahedron is in the universe, and NASA has even flashed pictures back to us that shows the movement within the dodecahedron, and the dodecahedron stands for the divinity. And so I like mystical numerology for its purity, since sacred geometry and nature's patterns are in it. I see the purity of people. My position on this planet is to uplift people to their full potentials.
Yeah.
And to me, there's no greater way of doing that than through mystical numerology, which involves sacred geometry and nature's patterns, because in the reflective principle, when we look into the cosmos, it's perfect. And why shouldn't we be? The human body, no matter what size we are, if we're 800 pounds or if we're, you know, 105 pounds, it's still perfect. It's geometrically perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The head has the golden mean in it two or three times, and the body has the golden mean throughout it. In fact, it has the circle or the globe encased within the tetrad, the cube, and that's a sign of divinity. And so all our bodies are made like that. So when people come to me and they say, you know, I have a problem with my weight, I say, you know, there's not a problem. I said, I'd let them know there's only a process.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a process of excess and accumulation, and you just have to work through the process, because in actuality, you're divine. I mean, it's all you have the divine proportions. So it's only a process that you're going through, if you feel as if you're going through the process.
Mm-hmm.
In the universe, we're still seen as perfect. There's nothing up there saying, oh, hey, you got to drop 5 pounds.
That's true. That's absolutely true, because in the universe, they don't see what we see. You know,
no.
They just see energy.
Right.
And so the bigger you are energetically, the greater energy you have.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than the way we look at it from a third-dimensional perspective. But there's so much about the Chaldean numerology that fascinates me. And since you've done my chart and, you know, done a few readings for me and stuff, I found it so valuable. And I was thinking, you know, people love it when you're on because they can call you and find out about their own numerology and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, listeners, we are going to do that. But before we get into that, you and I had talked before, Nobo, about how there are certain aspects that show in the chart that you would have kind of a spiritual direction, you know, that your numbers would line up and say, wow, this person is not going to be, you know, nose to the grindstone, 9 to 5, you know, and nothing else exists. This is somebody who is going to really embrace the spiritual path. So if you could talk about that a bit, that would be cool.
Well, with mystical Chaldean numerology, the reason why it's accurate, more accurate than Western, is because Western numerology was designed by, this is a system that he did bring over, but he didn't use the system for his time and people. He designed something totally different. And that minimizes a person down to a single digit, and we're all, you know, the Piscean age was very popular with
mm-hmm.
that, and it's not anymore. In the Aquarian age, people are coming in with higher vibrations,
mm-hmm.
and these vibrations, have got to be interpreted correctly.
Mm-hmm.
In mystical numerology, there's a triad interpretation where we have to look at not just what the numbers subtract down to, but how they flow one into the other.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying someone's just a 3, it's like, well, how did they become, you know, where was this process?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a triad process of seeing the 1, 2, 3, and each number is actually a pattern. And somebody could have a 1, 2, 3, but that really doesn't mean that they have flowed into that last vibration. They could be stuck in the 1, they could be stuck in the 2, and they may not get to the 3, and I can determine that in their charts.
Hmm.
But what's very important today is the interpretation of all master numbers as they appear in the chart, because the chart actually flows according to the movement of the individual. It's best for people, you know, if they feel stuck, to come see me, because when I speak with them about their energies, they feel, oh, yes, I know that I could do that, but I've never tried it because no one's told me that I could do that. And that's the way our society is. The teachers have to tell us, the universities. We wait to be measured and tested to be told, oh, yes, you could be a very good public speaker. And so this vibration is hidden. It's kind of hidden down, but within sacred geometry, we have our own amplitude and our frequencies, and through our thought process, we can raise or lower these frequencies. through our thought process. Now, I've seen a lot of mastered numbers, more in the last 10 years than I have at any other time. And the master numbers are the vibrations that create a lot of nervous energy in people because it's vibrating. These are called angstroms. And angstroms are measurable light waves, which is the combination of the whole. All these vibrations do merge together, but it depends on our thought process, what you use and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's very high master numbers and they're not used to their full potential, most of these people feel very anxious all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They feel a lot of anxiety, mostly in the solar plexus and the sacral chakras. They feel a drive, a call to a great duty. They feel as if, no matter what they do, they have to do more and more and more. And so if they're not living within the full potentials, depending on the patterns or the vibrations, they can turn to self-indulgences to try to still this or calm it down. And they can't because our nervous systems are just too slow to maintain these angstroms. So when they come to me and I find these master numbers, I just explain to them, well, you know, there's an ascension here. You have to first, like if there's an 11, if someone has a master number of 11, that creates a lot of nervous tension, but it has a lot to do with ideals. And I know that this person's highly idealistic and cannot sacrifice their ideals, but they have to stand on their own 2 feet, recognize their ideals, embrace their ideals, embrace the light of those ideals, and know that, you know, they can't really conform to other people's ideals or to a tribal ideal. They have to stand in the light of their own ideals in order to share this with others. And most people with the 11 feel that they have to do something globally. So they're always like, I got to do more. I got to see more people.
Hey, quit talking about me. I don't have any 11.
And they don't know what's going on. They're just bouncing off the walls. Their stomachs are just bouncing off the walls, and it's painful for them because it's frustrating because it's not understood. But this system is 400,000 years old, and it was plucked out of all the major books.
Mm-hmm.
So because if people had the knowledge that, you know, everybody is an individual vibrating from the solar system, vibrating through the constellations, vibrating through the star systems, and these vibrations are emanations, they're constituents from the one, you know, we couldn't be controlled. So now it's my duty, I feel, because of course I'm idealistic too, I feel that it's my duty to allow people to breathe in with their full potentials and know that, yes, you do have this nervous tension. Yes, you are supposed to uplift other people. Yes, it is okay to be idealistic. Yes, you do create your own harmony. Yes, it's okay not to be a hollowed-out egg put into an egg carton like our corporations would like to do to us in the major religions. It's time now that in the Aquarian Age we all start thinking about giving instead of taking and giving of our full potentials for the betterment of humanity, and that's what the Aquarian Age is about. And I can see in these charts just the path that people are on, and I don't see stumbling blocks. If there's stumbling blocks, then my client will tell me about it because I don't interpret negativity because negativity doesn't exist in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And people say to me, well, what's the dark side? And it's like, what do you want the dark side to be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any one of these patterns can be turned into the illusion of the physical world. If you choose to do that,
sure,
then it's your free will and choice, but I don't suggest it. Mm-hmm. So why spend all this time telling people the possibilities and the probabilities of what a positive energy can be when it's turned into, you know, too much into the ego illusionary negative energy. To me, that's a complete waste of time, because we're all aware of that, and we've been made aware of that for too many years now.
Oh, yeah, it's all doom and gloom. And, you know, it's like I tell people, I don't want to talk about the doom and gloom. I will very briefly, usually, and then it's like, all right, let's go on to how do we fix this. And I firmly believe that we do get to change the world. And, you know, well, you know, my mission is to be out here and get everybody, you know, lined up and moving into love as quickly
absolutely.
As possible.
Absolutely, that global application.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yes, I do have lots of master members, people. Dale Ray's asking for a recommendation on any good books to learn that system or any online courses.
You know, a lot of people ask me this, and I have to be very frank and give you the same answer that I give to everybody else,
mm-hmm.
is I have I have some vibrations within my own angstroms that allow me to withdraw from the world, and I am the type of person that will withdraw for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about 5 years or sometimes longer, and I just came out of a five-year period. The best way to work with, to become a master mystical numerology is never from a book. You have to read lots and lots of books, and lots of books on nature's patterns, lots of books on Egyptian history, on Greek history, lots of books on sacred geometry, lots of books on esoteric astrology and Western astrology. And then the largest part of really understanding mystical numerology is doing hundreds and hundreds of charts and speaking with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a numerologist or an astrologer, we know that it's through the people and their vibrations that shift. And we can see this in the numbers, and we could see this in the patterns, and we could see a shift.
Mm-hmm.
But it's validated for us by the people that we sit and talk to.
Well,
so
that makes sense.
There really isn't an easy way to do this. It's
mm-hmm.
a very long process, and the biggest thing is working with the charts and the people.
Well, yeah, and you've been doing this, what, 27 years or something?
Yeah, and probably longer.
Yeah.
27 years holds me at a specific age that I like to, you know, image in my head.
Okay.
I don't dare cry on that crib.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
well, you know,
there really isn't to understand mystical numerology is to understand the ancients and to understand the purity of the universe above us and to understand nature's patterns and to understand the sacred geometry within nature and within the universe. And to really understand sacred geometry is to really hold in our hearts that we are anthropocosmic beings, that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, and that's a beginning point.
Yeah.
Knowing that we are one with everything that exists, not only on this planet, but within the universe.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people stumble over that for a number of reasons, but I think also that we kind of have checks and balances placed in us, that we're not allowed to really, you know, grok what's going on until we get to a certain level. And have enough experience and enough thinking about things and experiencing life in those different ways. And I used to puzzle about this because I was one of those people that was a voracious reader and, you know, read everything I could get my hands on, basically. And as I've observed people, I've seen that those who really strive to find out what they're all about and where they came from and all that, those are the ones that get the mystical knowledge. And everybody thinks they were just, you know, gifted with it, like poink, you know, somebody hits you on the head with the magic wand. But look at all these people who are constantly searching, like the ones who are listening to BBS radio all the time. And all the things that all of us have learned, and, you know, we don't stop looking. And so then you start to get to this part where you realize that everything is one.
Well, let's take for an example as proof to the listeners that you have a high vibration of a 66.
Mm-hmm.
And the 66 is the Aquarian messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And the 66 is also the cosmic teacher and the cosmic parent. But the 66 also has a knowledge of truth inside. you know what truth is, and not only do you know it, you feel it, and you have to give this truth to others. This is a driving force with you.
Yeah.
Most 66s have huge creative power, meaning they're able to turn what is considered something that's already standard or something that already exists and take that and turn it with a high amount of creativity so that other people can realize the truth. And this matches you perfectly. 66s are in very high positions. They're also people that want to see others benefit. It's not an ideal to deliver a punch of truth to somebody, but it's delivering the gift of the truth that 66s do. And they're also very androgynous because they 66s see both sides of an issue, whereas some people just can't do that. They can't.
Yeah, that's true. And I can tell you, you know, my entire life I've been that way. I can see both sides very easily, which makes it very hard to deal with most people. And it's easier in some ways, but it's very difficult because the other people can't see both sides.
No, and they weren't meant to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the individuality comes. We all have our spiritual individuality. And where you gain in the 66 as an Aquarian messenger, somebody may gain in an ability to lay new groundwork for others and be very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas 66s really can't lay the groundwork because of that cosmic creativity that they have, this constant tap mm-hmm. into spirit. It's like having this tap into the most beautiful colors in the universe and being able to draw them down and paint a picture for people.
Mm-hmm.
But people with a high four, say a 44, create structure and form and framework around others. They create pathways. They mm-hmm. lay new roads for other people to follow. They deal with the limitations of the planet and work with this for other people. And that's called a master therapist. So people say, well, why, you know, I wish I had a 66. It's like, well, you know, but you have a 44. And without the 44, there would be chaos. You know, there wouldn't be stoplights on the street.
Yeah, somebody has to do the work, you know.
Right. And they do it exceedingly well because they are very fixed.
Yeah.
They decide, this is the way that it is, and that's that. And it's like, hey, we need that. Thank you very much.
Well, I know, like myself,
comes along and turns it.
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody has to keep people, you know, on kind of a more cohesive path, and I've always said that, you know, I need somebody to run herd on me because I'm always running off in 15 different directions. And it's like, you know, I get into something and I'm like, oh, let's go over here. Oh, look at this. Oh, wow.
Right. So actually a good balance for you would be to team up with a 44 because mm-hmm. they would keep you, I don't like to use the word grounded, but the person would lay a foundation for you to stand upon, a practicality that's needed,
mm-hmm.
and would be able to structure, you know, like an itinerary to your, you know, a 44 would lay a nice path for you to follow that's very well structured, very secure, very stable, and has no cracks in it whatsoever because they examine every single solitary crack, and they also rebel. They're rebellious people because they rebel against authorities and institutions that are inconsistent. They can't stand it.
Oh, I've got some of that too. I mean, I just go crazy when stuff's that way, but I've got such a weird mix. Let's open up the phone lines. I know the listeners are like panting to talk to you about their own their own birthdays and stuff. So let's go ahead and call in, listeners, and we'll have Nobo talk to you about your chart.
One thing to keep in mind is that in sacred geometry, and we're living on a planet that is a living organism, and she's self-sustaining because Gaia is self-regulating with gases and chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So that involves change. So the entire planet is change. Everything on this planet has to deal with change. So in sacred geometry, there has to be change, there has to be movement, there has to be transformation, and there has to be a drawing out. And if there's not that movement, which exists in esoteric astrology as well, this constant movement, if there isn't that movement, if a person isn't moving one vibration into another and changing and growing, then there's collapse, there's dissolution and destruction. So I always encourage people, mm-hmm. if you feel movement to go into a certain direction, then that's where you have to go.
Well, and that makes sense too, especially right now with Pluto moving into Capricorn and people's lives going into chaos. And we do have a listener on the line, so who do we have?
Hi, my name's Vicki, and I was calling for a reading.
Great, and where are you from, Vicki?
Carmel, California.
Oh, one of my favorite places. I grew
Did
up in California. So, excellent, so go ahead.
Do you want my birthday?
Yes.
Oh, January 6, 1953.
Did you say the 6th?
Yeah.
That's a lot of benevolence.
Six is benevolent, huh?
Benevolent.
Very benevolent. Very, very benevolent, very nurturing, protective, lots of... you don't have people take advantage of you, do you, Vicki?
No. Does any Capricorn?
Well, now, I'm on the 9th, and yes. No, but then 9's the giveaway number.
And she has a 189. Do you cause a little upheaval and a little chaos with people sometimes when they're not getting it?
Yep.
Yep. Kind of, shake them up a little bit, shake their cherry tree. Hey, you know what? Never feel that's against anything that in reality, in truth exists, because you have a vibration that you're supposed to do this. So live with it, and live with it fully, because the people you shake up, one of your reasons of being here is to shake them up a little bit.
Yeah, I actually feel okay about doing it, and I'm getting pretty good at doing it with humor. Seems to be an easier way to, get them laughing first.
Your attitude comes out to a 7.
Yes.
You have the 189, which is that's also for a lead for a spiritual movement. Your main life lesson is 167, which creates a spiral inside. That would tell me that you've had some things happen in your life, just all of a sudden you got whacked. There's been things that have just fallen apart and you didn't understand why.
Definitely.
This is a vibration that is always creating rebirth and spiritual growth. It's a high vibration for mysticism, a close relationship with spirit. So it means that if you get to a point in your life of, being really Capricorn and really being determined to, express your individuality and get in there and go get after the get-go and really make some with your life, that there tends to be things that just go, boom! And you're like, well, I'll be darned. And then you turn around, it's like, okay, fine. Then I'll turn around, I'll help people, and I'll be of service to people. And, I'll use my benevolence, and I'll use my compassion and my goodness, and I'll nurture people. So there. And then, boom, it hits you again. And it's almost like an argument with the heavens. It's like, which way do you want me to go? And then with this vibration, there's a strong desire to retreat from it all, just to be, the... go away, shut the doors, and that's enough, I've had it. I don't understand what's going on. But it's also one that says that you're a true survivor, and it's one that says there's a lot of self-preservation inside of this vibration. And it is a vibration for procrastinating, so you find yourself to be a bit of a procrastinator that is in this vibration. And I guess I don't need to tell you this, but I say it anyway, that there's right now is the moment to do the action that you feel in your intuition to do. There really isn't a perfect time.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's astrologically, there's good, you know, there's some days that are better than others, but it's, I don't like cliches, so, but there is no better time to take action than now. It also means that you have to be very careful of energies around you, because they tend to, they can get out of control if you decide, okay, I've had enough of this, I'm going into my quietude, because quiet's very important to you.
Big.
You don't like loud noise, you don't like ruckus, you don't like the chaos, you, nature's important to you as well. Quiet meditation, contemplation is important. Analyzing, you're a really good investigator. You will investigate things to death. You will demand proof of all issues. No one can bamboozle you easily. You'll be selective about the people that you invite into your life. And some numerologists say that it has to deal with the trust issue. I don't believe in issues. I believe that it's an energy thing, that sevens with the seven life path, if a certain vibration doesn't feel correct with the vibration that you're in at the moment, why bring it in? And
yeah.
Sevens are very aware of that.
Yes, definitely.
So you
sensitive
become,
to it.
And so people look at you like, well, I just don't understand her.
And I don't care.
There you go. And they're, well, she must be, you know, she must be some sort of enigma or something. And that's basically due to their circumstances.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. So in this vibration, can I ask what type of work you do?
I garden for a living.
You what?
Garden.
Garden. So you have that, you're in nature and it's quiet and it's meditative.
By myself, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Your life path, if I could, you know, be so bold as to inform you about this,
mm-hmm.
is to seek the truth, which you already know, and share it with others.
Yeah, that's my passion. I garden to feed myself, but that's definitely my passion.
So you do seek the truth and you do share that with others.
Oh, yeah, people see me coming.
Yeah, because you have this vibration that is to seek out truth. And I do want to share with you that the analytical part of this vibration is not to be used for self-criticism. There isn't any force that exists within the universe that would want to see Vicky, you know, criticize herself.
Yes.
And sometimes it's there's so much analyzing that and it becomes introverted, where the analyzing turns into criticism, and I would ask that you not to use the vibration to criticize, but to analyze only to conclude. There is a lot of inner housekeeping and balancing, like, you know, I've got to balance this and I've got to balance that. And it's just for analyzing abilities and not to hurt yourself with criticism, because that comes from an age that doesn't exist any longer. You're going to analyze for truth to share with others. And then the other thing that I would ask you to do is to balance the patterns, because, and this is going to resonate with you very well, what the things that are very important to Vicky are, first of all, your individual freedom. You have to have your individual freedom. You have to have your individual expression. You have to decide this, that, and that. You don't like others deciding it for you. But there's this other quality, which we go into the pattern on the 6th, and since you were born on the 6th, this resonates with you very strongly. The 6th is that benevolence, where I really do want to help other people. I want to serve other people. I want to help other people. This is something that I want to do. And unfortunately, these vibrations vacillate at the same time. And then the kicker is when the 7, where you have to have, you have to be alone.
I have to go be alone to process them, yeah.
Right.
It's true. I can only fill up so much, and then I can't process around people.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So it's the balance of Vicki saying, okay, I'm going to take this time for my individual freedom and expression. And then I'll take this time from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock to help, and that's just, you know, none of this is really linear.
You pretty much described my life perfectly.
And then I will take this other time to serve people, to help people, and then I'm taking all this time.
For me.
For my content. And that's the only way. It's a spiral. And a spiral is balance and motion. That's the only way to work with this vibration real well.
Yeah, I've lived alone for the last 30 years. I think that's one reason that I'm really good at it. I'm not so sure how good I would be if I was still married. Maybe better at it now than I was then, but being alone has been easier.
Can I ask you, do you have love in your life, though?
Not at the moment.
Okay, this is important for you to have because you do have this six. You do have to be shown appreciation for the things that you do. You need, not that we need validation for our duties on Earth, but it would open, you're like a flower, and the more people would show you appreciation, the more people would give you like unconditional love, or even just a hug now and then, it would make your flower open up even larger.
Totally agree, yeah.
So I would really like to suggest to opening up that part in your heart to invite a...
Oh, you know, and I'm totally open for that. It's just that gardening for a living, and I don't run into people a lot, you know, and I have this hermit habit, you know. I'm totally open for it. It's just that unless it flows, walks in my living room, it's, you know.
Oh, there's that waiting thing.
I'm so good at it.
I think it must be a Capricorn thing around that time, you know. I have so many of those qualities myself.
Yeah, Capricorn, slow and steady.
Well, and we're so good at taking care of all the business ourselves, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very
the thing that I find really
people.
Funny is you even sound like me. We're only
I know, when
apart.
I listen to you, your voice sounds like me to me, too.
I know,
that's very androgynous.
Yeah, very, very funny. Well, you're a couple years younger than me. But
oh,
still,
thank you.
It's really interesting, you know, how people will really sound and act and have the same types of things going on with the astrology and with the numerology. Like, you know, my good friend Madeline here, she and I have, half of our charts are pretty much the same. And who would have thought, you know?
Yeah, I went out with a guy once that was born, maybe 30 days before me, and I read his chart, and I almost fell over. It was almost identical to mine. I was, oh, my God.
You know? Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Vicki,
we just kind of flashed in and out of each other's lives. I think it was a little much.
Vicki, do you have a sense inside that you've been called forth for a great calling?
Oh, huge.
Okay, you have been.
Yes.
And that's very strong. In
it's
your
the strongest
vibration.
Thing in my life, definitely. Yeah.
So, are you?
Has been for the last 28 years.
Yeah. So you must have a lot of nervous energy inside that you're always trying to pipe down or something.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at relaxing though, but definitely can get have it going. Yeah, rev it up inside, definitely.
Okay. Well, you have been called forth for a great duty. And that does involve delivering this truth to others. So, you know, we can't.
Yeah, it makes me happy to do it. You know, it definitely raises my energy, brings the joy just to.
And it stills that nervousness for just a little while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then isn't it just a bugger that, oh my gosh, it's back again.
Yeah.
Here I go again.
Yes. I was told a long time ago by someone that I had, I know it's a metaphor, but most people have like 120 energy, and I came with I was wired for 220.
Hmm.
So I think I'm wired to, you know, to run that nervous energy without it.
Yeah,
doing
the only
me.
Concern that I would have is this can trigger fight or flight.
Yeah. Yeah, it did much more when I was younger. Oh, my God, yeah, I used to have to sit in my car and just try to ground so that I could stay in my body when I would go into any place with people.
Wow. She's like, I'm out of here.
Oh, and then my hands would just, you know, just a hand of money, and the way my hands would shake, and I'd be going, oh, my God, my body is having a cow.
Wow.
Just because I wasn't in it.
So are you... sharing this truth with others, or
yes,
working on a
yeah. Like I said, when people see me coming, sometimes they are running. You know? No, I'm quite the sharer. If it works for me, I want everybody to know about it. You know?
Right. Yeah. That's the path.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're on it.
Well, thank you. Your reading was great. It was right on.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Vicki.
And I'll let you
happy
go.
Holidays to you.
You too, and I'll let you go so somebody else can have a really wonderful reading.
Thank you for calling in, Vicki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny. She sounds so much like me. Like, oh, my God. That's too funny. Dominic said he might call in too and get some other information. You know, what impresses me so much, Nobo, is not just your vast knowledge on all this stuff and the accuracy, but it helps people. They feel it really deep inside, you know, when you give them a reading. They feel it so deep, and it answers so many questions for them that it's just wonderful to watch that.
Yeah, it is. I like when people finally breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're dealing, like Vicki, the spiral that she's dealt with her whole life.
And yeah, and I bet you she never had anybody tell her that particular thing before.
Right. And now that there's acknowledgement that, oh, yes, we know that you have anxiety, my dear.
Yeah, I think that helps people a lot.
Yeah, it does. It really alleviates a lot of suffering.
Yeah, here we have another caller, too. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Marilyn.
And where are you from, Marilyn?
I'm from Illinois.
Okay.
And
what's your date of birth?
It is April 7th, 1956.
Okay.
Oh, are we dealing with an Aries?
Yes. Is that all right?
Oh, Nobo deals with everybody, and he does a good job of it.
Sounds like it.
He'll figure out your main points here.
Your attitude's an 11-2. You don't like a lot of emotional stuff, do you, there, Marilyn? You don't like people running. You know, spinning their wheels like a washer that never shuts off with the same stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's true.
We like people to just get it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of impatience in there, with others and myself included.
Okay, there's a lot just going on with your birthday. You do have the thing about emotions, people. It's a vibration that you have that's really pretty strong with you. Not wanting to be caught up in other people's obsessional and emotional stuff. It's a vibration that likes to be kind of independent from that, but it's also a vibration where you wouldn't want others to see you say, oh, Marilyn wears her heart on her sleeve. This would just, you know, really appall you if people felt that way about you. This
yeah.
leads into a Master Builder Manifesto. Master number, which means that do you have a profession?
Yes, I'm an engineering technician.
Yeah. There she is, Master Builder Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that it is. I do not feel it's basically right now just a job.
Yeah,
it has been actually since the beginning. 15 years ago, I knew it wasn't for me, and here I am.
Wow.
Well, what it should be is a step to the next rung for you. You're a highly effective person, and you like to take purpose in all your tasks. The problem is with the 22, it goes into a 4, and that creates a loyalty and hard work. But since you're a master builder, manifesto female, your profession is highly important to you. Taking purpose in all your tasks is very important to you. Being able to stand on your own 2 feet and achieve on your own is very important to you. Any kind of interference in your position is not something that's tolerated that well. Master Builders, this is a vibration that creates really incredible things on this planet for other people, because it is a step-by-step process, and the attention to detail and organization is, it really goes past the 4. Also, this is a vibration that's known as the facilitator par excellence, and I hope that this vibrates with you well so that you can take the next step. It also means the entrepreneur par excellence, which means that if you've carried an energy that says that you should take this further into your own business, then you should, because you would do exceedingly well with that. These vibrations go into a high fortunate number called the 23-5, and that deals with a lot of communications. The 23-5 is wrapped around action, movement, and change. Having the 23-5 as a life path, I hope that you're doing some traveling with your job.
No, not really.
Okay. Do you have a desire to travel?
Oh, yes.
Okay. This entire vibration is wrapped around constant movement. You have to have more movement. You have to deal with change more. And change is, you have to always remember that change has to do with evolution. If you're not traveling with your position, if you're not finding variety in your position, if you're not finding newness in your position, it's not really the position for you. Can I ask how you are? Do you teach other people?
Do I teach other people?
Uh-huh.
Not specifically professionally. It's, you know, just the experience level, passing on knowledge sort of thing. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I want to lower a couple booms on you with this vibration. Do you do any writing?
No.
Okay. Have you ever thought about writing?
Yes.
Okay. This is a very strong vibration for writing. It's communication. You would be better at you taking these engineering skills and going around and writing about them, creating stories and all kinds of things within writing. That's what the 23-5 is about. It means words in action is the largest keynote that's carried in this vibration. And you should be in the public eye. And if you're not in the public eye, then this is something that you should think about doing, because there's a magnetism that you have that other people are drawn to. So the largest part of this 23-5 is, first of all, there's good fortune that will follow you. This is the second luckiest pattern that exists. The first one's the 19-1, and you know these people. These are the people that always get the parking space right in front of the grocery store all the time, and they don't ever think that they're going to park in the back, and they never do. That's a 19-1. Well, you have the second most fortunate one, which is the 23-5, that has everything to do with communications. So as a master builder, you have to take all your experiences, your empirical, intuitional, and your empirical experiences, and balance them together to create a more active role with words and action with communications. And this vibrates, and this is your life path.
May I ask, spiritually, is there a specific number, like, I guess, integrate it with anything else on it, more of on a spiritual note?
Yeah, you're a 20, having the 22 in this gives you a very strong spiritual connect. It also means you have psychic abilities, strong psychic abilities, but it also means that you have an anguish inside that you feel you want to draw yourself closer to the source, to God, to spirit, to the omnipotent. And so you always feel like, oh, well, I should do this, this, and that to draw myself closer, when in actuality you have a tap right in the spirit. It's already there. And so this enhances psychic abilities. It brings out more intuition. It is a vibration, to be honest with you, Marilyn, that you can tap into your own Akashic records. It's a very high spiritual vibration.
That's from the 22?
That's the 22. And that takes two 11s that pour into that. And the two 11s, in order to live fully in the spiritual vibration of the 22, you have to find your own light and embrace it. You have to find the truth. And it says that you're, you know, by seeing this, I see that you're very idealistic. And you have to hold on to your ideals. You know, if these are your ideals, and ideals are just honorable principles, if these are your ideals and you've been rocked in life, you know, you can't let go of these ideals. They're your ideals. Like if you believe, I believe that when a person gets married that there should be loyalty within the marriage, then that's an ideal, and you hold on to that. And if something came along that didn't enhance that ideal, it doesn't mean to let go of it. It doesn't mean that the world is you know, a worthless place. It just means you've got to hold on to your ideals. You've got to hold on to your inner truth and find, and that's your light, that's your beacon. And so this vibrates very strongly with you. It vibrates for you to create your own harmony, you know, to stand on your own two feet and create your own harmony. And then once you embrace that fully, then the depth of the master number 22 is activated, because it's there already. You have the ability to go into your Akashic records. It's there. But you also have the ability to teach others how to achieve within their own right. And being an engineer, you're able to work with, you know, the limitations of the planet very well. And this is part of that teaching. So in all sincerity, the 22 is a psychic tap. But psychic is not to be, it's not synonymous with the paranormal. Psychic is, and I really don't like to use the word psychic, but I use it only because there's power in that word, power for you to understand that these are high spiritual energies that you have.
I understand that. I'm not a builder by nature, even though I guess number-wise I do. I don't.
No, a master.
I
a master
should never
builder.
Have been an engineering technician.
No, a master
it,
builder.
It bores me senseless.
A master builder manifesto is a person who does things step by step. That's how things are built. The integrity to do things step by step. A master builder manifesto is able to. They're very resourceful. They're very good at to image something and obtain it and obtain the image in the head and then manifest it. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to go after it with a
hammer.
With a
hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know your show's getting ready to wrap
up.
Yeah,
we're getting ready to wrap up. We got about 1 minute left for Nobo to give out his contact information. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Bye. Thank you.
And so, Nobo, go ahead and why don't you give the little spiel, you know, how can people get in touch with you and,
well,
and how much you charge?
Well, they can get in touch with me by phone, which is 928-300-3807, or they can get in touch with me through email, which is PolarisJack, PelorusJack, all lowercase, at earthlink.net. That was the name of a dolphin in the 1900s in Australia, and it's Pelorus, PelorusJack, J-A-C-K, at earthlink.net.
Yeah, and
or they could just hunt you down.
Say what?
They could just hunt you down and ask you for the information.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they do. They email me when they didn't catch something quite in time, so it's not a problem.
Because you're out there now. You're all over the place. It, you know, just when she drives by, grab her. And hurry up because she's on a mission.
Yeah, I'm on a mission from God.
That's right.
Oh yeah, we're having a good time. We'll be in Washington D.C. tomorrow, and if you're in that area and you would like to, well, not in Washington itself, we'll be in North Potomac tomorrow. So if anybody's down there and they'd like to be part of the Vortex Gathering, it'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Give me a call, 928-301-2131, and I will tell you where it is so you can show up. There is a fee. And also, we will be down in Hilton Head, Georgia, or not Georgia, South Carolina, on Friday doing a quantum vortex gathering. So give me a call if you're interested in that one. We may hang out for a few days in Hilton Head, and you know, we'll be available for private sessions and things like that too. So yeah, we are all over the place. We are hooking up more and more people with this. It's awesome. And people are manifesting like crazy and having really interesting connection experiences, and we get some great photos. So we put up a MySpace account, so if you go to www.myspace.com/quantumvortex, all one word, you will get to see the pictures. Just click on the photos, and Carla's asking for your email again. That's Pelorus.
P-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Paul, ElorusJack.
At?
Earthlink.net.
Earthlink.net. Great. So thank you so much for being on Nobo. Oh, it's
always
a pleasure.
I always enjoy it. I'm so happy to hear your voice because, you know, I worry and I want to make sure that you're safe and happy, and I hope that you have really good. Well, I do. I worry about you, Madeline, all
that.
The time.
Well, you know, it's been
energy.
Fun. That's for sure.
And I hope you have great holidays.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss Christmas. We're going to be out on the road on Christmas, I guess. But, you know, I'm ready to come back to Sedona for a while.
Yeah, we're ready to have you back.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for being on, and I'll definitely give you a call when we get back there.
Okay.
Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that
you enjoyed. Yeah, happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, happy holidays, and until next week, be healthy, be happy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.